Assalamu alaikum everyone, and today we are actually going to be talking about the best things or the things that you can actually do in the month of Ramadan. So the title of the podcast is Get the Most Out of the Month of Ramadan. So how can we actually get the most out of the month of Ramadan? Basically, what the trend that I have actually seen, this is completely my own observation, is that what we actually think of the month of Ramadan is that it is the month of food. People love to eat good food, and in the month of Ramadan, they do so many things. They are going to be making so much food and they are going to be eating. Even when I actually go out and I just talk to some of my non-Muslim friends or even some normal people, strangers, and they are going to be saying, okay, this is the month of food for you and you are going to be eating very, very good foods. And but the month of Ramadan is basically the month of fasting where we actually fast. And that part is completely forgotten by the people as well as Muslims as well. So why this thing actually happened? This has happened because of the lack of knowledge that we actually have. Because what we are actually doing is, we are doing something which is actually not a part of Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. We are doing something which is made by us, which is made by our ancestors, which are made by the people before us, and we are just following that only. But this is not the correct thing. Correct thing will always be something which the Prophet ﷺ has told us. So, how can we actually make the most out of the month of Ramadan? So, let's just start with very, very basic things that we can actually do in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is the month where the Quran actually came to Prophet ﷺ by Jibreel ﷺ. So, what the Quran actually says, just follow everything that the Quran says. Even if you cannot follow everything that the Quran says, try to implement little things that the Quran is saying to you and make the most out of it. So, for example, we can start with reading Quran because we don't know what the Quran is saying. That is the basic problem we actually have, is that we actually don't know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to say to us. So then what actually happens is we do whatever we like, right? Like the month of Ramadan, like we fast and we actually eat so much. We go out with our friends and we just enjoy it. We think of Ramadan as a festival and stuff like that, right? Whenever it is going to be the iftari time, people actually go out after iftari because they are not able to go out before the iftari because they have to sleep and stuff like that. And you're getting the basic idea that basically what actually we do and what we should be doing. So start with the Quran and learn whatever the Quran is saying to you. And that is obviously going to be very, very beneficial for you. So start with the Quran. Start with the translation of the Quran. If you cannot read the Quran in Arabic, just start with the translation. Try to understand the meaning. And if you have any doubt, then there are a lot of YouTube channels. You can actually watch their videos. And you can also learn from YouTube scholars as well. Good ones, of course, the good ones, not the one who are deviated. But the main point over here is that you should be actually learning the Quran. You should be learning that what actually Quran is trying to say to us. So this is the first thing. And second is that the prayer of Taraweeh, a very important prayer, but we actually tend to forget it. We are like, okay, we are not going to be praying the Taraweeh and we are going to be enjoying because it is the Sunnah prayer and it doesn't even matter. But it does. That's why it is there. That's why the Prophet ﷺ prayed the Taraweeh and we didn't. We are not praying it. So start with these things that you are actually not doing. Some very, very basic things that you are actually not doing. And inshallah, just see the changes that you are going to be getting. And other things is that you can actually do charity. Do a lot of charity during the month of Ramadan because the reward is very, very much. So you can also start with a charity, do a lot of charity, and inshallah you are going to be seeing some good changes in your life and you are going to be happy with it. So charity is also an option. People also don't give zakat, so start finding out the zakat that you actually have on your money and give zakat based on that. That is also very important. So zakat is also the factor. Then comes the salah. What we actually do is we actually fast but we don't pray. Like, praying is one of the most important thing that you should be doing, but we actually don't do it. So we should be actually offering the five times prayers, which are the Fajr, the dawn prayer, Zuhr, the midday prayer, Asr, the afternoon prayer, Maghrib, the evening prayer, and which is concluded by the Isha, which is the night prayer. Okay, then we actually talked about the donation. Donation is very, very important. And help your mothers, especially young children's and husbands. Help your wives and mothers, because if you see the weather, it is so hot, and whenever you're going to be going to the kitchen, it is just double the temperature of what is what actually the temperature is in your house. Kitchen is very, very hot, and mothers and sisters are just hardworking, and they are just making food and stuff like that, and there's no one who is actually helping them. So you should actually help them, and inshallah Allah is going to reward you as well. And don't demand a lot of things, because they are also fasting with you as well, right? So don't demand a lot of stuff with them, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you reward for that as well. So these are the little things that you can actually think of it, and you are going to be benefiting it from yourself, right? Because what we actually have to do is we just have to think, we just have to find out the points that we can actually implement, and these are the points that you can actually implement. So those were the do's, and now just talk about the don'ts, what you should not do during the month of Ramadan. Do not gossip, do not do ill talkings, do not do ghibat, and do not do a false talking, do not lie, and some basic things, right? Because these are the things that you are going to get punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after you're going to be going to the hereafter. So obviously you should actually stop doing those stuff that can actually harm your hereafter. And this factor is very big. For example, a lot of people actually do a lot of gossips during the month of Ramadan. They go for iftar, people host so-called iftar parties, and they go there and they gossip and they forget about salah and many things. So stop doing those stuff. The month of Ramadan is there for you so that you can actually pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you can actually make the most out of the holy month of Ramadan, and then it can actually benefit you after the month is actually gone. But this is something that we are not doing. Same is with watching TV. People waste their time in watching TV because they are fasting, and they are like, okay, we cannot do any other stuff. So instead of watching TV, oversleeping and shopping and stuff like that, make a constructive use of your time. And always remember that the month of Ramadan is there to nurture your discipline. It is there so that you can be a disciplined person and you can continue those habits after the month of Ramadan as well. And same is with stop listening to music and songs. Devote your time to prayers and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not listen to music or songs. And do not consume food or water during the fasting period. A lot of people, what they actually do is, and I have actually seen it, like from my own eyes I have seen it, people actually break their fast so easily. For example, there was an instance, I'm not going to name anyone, I'm just giving you the example. And so there was a person who actually broke their fast just because he was feeling a little dizzy. And he drank the water, and then he was fine, and then he was playing. And then I actually asked him that, why actually you broke your fast? And he was like, because I wanted to play. And I was shocked, and I actually didn't know what to say at that period of time. But yeah, that's what people are actually doing. And same is with the major sins as well. If you're going to be committing the major sins, obviously you're going to get you're going to be making a mountains of your bad deeds as well from it. So stop major sins as well. Practice some self-discipline, practice self-control, and stay calm. And that is what is going to help you. And that is what is going to help you after the month of Ramadan as well. So I hope these points actually helped you. And try to follow some of them. Read the Quran, learn from it, and implement those points from the Holy Quran. And inshallah, it is going to change your life. So just implement it. And I hope this podcast actually helped you. And if this podcast actually helped you, share it with your friends and family as well. Share it to the people who can also benefit from the same thing. And assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. And take care of yourself.